Well, have you ever been misunderstood? Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So if you've ever watched Tailgate Talks before, you have probably most likely seen Homer. And just the name Homer, you probably already realize, oh yeah, yeah, we know who Homer is. So Homer's kind of the mascot of Tailgate Talks, I guess you could say. He's on kind of the little still shot that shows up when you search for Tailgate Talks or whatever. He is, just to give you an idea, so I have a software that manages all of our cattle stuff. And all of the cattle get put in a category. So there's, you know, there's cows, there's bulls, there's calves, there's feed out steers. And then I have a special category just for Homer. He's the only one in that category. It's called squatter. That's all he is. He's just here to eat, and that's pretty much what he does. He's just here to do that. I mean, I originally got Homer because he was supposed to be a mini Angus. That's what I was told when he was a calf. And I thought, hey, that'll be fun for my daughter to kind of just something for her to mess around with, you know. He's supposed to be like 40 inches tall when he's full grown. And then he sprouted horns and kept growing. And so, not a mini Angus, not a mini anything. He's, I don't know, 1,000 pounds now. And yeah, he'll never be hamburger, at least until, you know, I don't know, he's quite a bit older. He'll never be hamburger, I would imagine, because he's Homer and everybody's attached to him. He's my guard steer. You know, when I'm out here working on fence, he's right here on my hip. I mean, if I'm out here in the field, I'm actually surprised right now that he's not right up here, because he normally is. He's got his mind on grazing right now. He's kind of back over there in the background grazing, and that's whatever. I'm surprised he's not up here. That's Homer. And some would say that he's a completely useless animal. But that's just some people's opinion. My wife would tell you that he's very valuable because he's Homer. Did you know that you can live your entire life with your head hung low because you live it based on other people's opinions? Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25 tells us that if you walk in the fear of man, you're going to walk under a heavy snare. But if you walk in the fear of the Lord, you're going to be built up. So what does that mean? Listen, it means that really and truly there's one opinion that counts, and it's the Lord's. And you know what's beautiful about that? He's the one that really knows you. He's the one that really knows who you are, and it's his opinion that really counts. Because people's opinions are like the wind. I mean, there will be people that will love you today, and, well, you know how that goes, tomorrow. But God's love is unfailing. So, can I ask you today, are you building your life on the opinions of others? Are you thriving on the opinion of God? Because some people might say you're completely useless. But God would say you have value, and I got a purpose for you. I'll just be honest with you, I can't imagine this place without old Homer strolling around. So I guess we'll keep him. Hey, thank you for joining me today. I'm going to save you a spot right here on the tailgate. Do me a favor, though, if you would. Click that share button right at the bottom of this video. Help us get the word out about Tailgate Talks and LifeWord that is sharing the gospel around the world. A quarter of the world's population can see or hear a LifeWord broadcast or read LifeWord content on any given day. That's incredible. So help us get the word out about LifeWord and the gospel ministry that LifeWord is doing by clicking that share button. Hey, I want to save you a seat, like I said. Until next time, have a great week. I love you, and we'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.